Welcome to episode number 9 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we are going to talk about a subject that every estimator, project manager, and contractor has to deal with at some point: change orders. If you have been in construction for even a short amount of time, you already know that projects rarely go exactly as planned. Drawings change, specifications change, owners change their minds, and sometimes unforeseen conditions are uncovered during the work. Every one of those changes has a price tag attached. Knowing how to manage change orders is not just about protecting profit. It is about protecting relationships, reputations, and the long-term health of a company. So what exactly is a change order? In the simplest terms, a change order is a formal agreement to alter the original scope of work. It might add something, remove something, or modify what is already there. For electrical contractors, this could mean adding new outlets, rerouting conduit because of structural changes, installing extra lighting, or upgrading a distribution panel to handle more load. The point is that the change was not included in the original contract, so it must be priced, documented, and approved separately. The first step in managing change orders effectively is recognizing them. That might sound obvious, but many contractors miss changes in the rush of day-to-day work. An owner or general contractor may casually ask, "Can you just move that switch over here?" Or, "Can you add a few more outlets in this room?" If the field crew performs the work without notifying the estimator or project manager, the cost is absorbed by the contractor, not the client. Over time, those little extras can add up to thousands of dollars. That is why it is so important to train your team to identify potential change orders and report them immediately. Once you recognize a change, the next step is documentation. This is where discipline separates successful contractors from struggling ones. Verbal agreements and handshakes may feel good in the moment, but they do not stand up when the final invoice is disputed. A proper change order must be written, signed, and approved. It should describe the work clearly, list the materials required, estimate the labor involved, and state the total cost. Without this paper trail, it is your word against the client's, and that is a dangerous position to be in. Let me share a story. Early in my career, I worked for a contractor who prided himself on being flexible. He would often agree to changes on the spot just to keep the client happy. The electricians in the field would make the adjustments, and the project would move forward. The problem was that none of these changes were documented. At the end of the job, the contractor submitted a bill for the additional work, but the owner refused to pay. There was no record of the agreements, no signed paperwork, and no way to prove what was included. The company lost tens of thousands of dollars. That experience taught me that in construction, if it is not documented, it did not happen. Pricing change orders accurately is another critical skill. Just like a full estimate, a change order requires a careful look at both materials and labor. But there is an added layer of complexity. Change orders often occur in the middle of construction, which means the work may be more difficult than it would have been originally. For example, running a conduit in an open wall before drywall is installed is one thing. Running that same conduit after the wall is closed is a completely different task. The labor hours must reflect the actual conditions, not the ideal ones. Experienced estimators know how to adjust labor for these challenges, and they are not afraid to explain those adjustments to the client. Another factor in pricing change orders is overhead. Every change requires paperwork, communication, and coordination. Even small changes take time for estimators, project managers, and supervisors. Those costs must be included. Some contractors charge a set percentage for overhead and profit on change orders to cover these hidden expenses. The key is to be consistent and transparent. Clients may not like paying extra, but they will respect you more if you explain why the costs are there and how they were calculated. Timing is also important. Change orders should be priced and approved as soon as possible. If you wait until the end of the project to submit a stack of change orders, clients are more likely to dispute them. They may have forgotten the original request, or they may feel blindsided by the total cost. Submitting change orders promptly keeps everyone on the same page. It also helps with cash flow, since you can often bill for approved changes as the project progresses rather than waiting until the end. Communication is at the heart of managing change orders. Estimators must work closely with project managers and field crews to identify changes quickly. Project managers must communicate with owners and general contractors to explain the impact of the changes. Field crews must be trained to recognize when they are being asked to do something outside the original scope and to notify their supervisors. Without good communication, change orders slip through the cracks and contractors end up doing extra work for free. Let me give you another example. On a large office renovation I once worked on, the architect issued a drawing revision that added several data outlets and power connections for conference rooms. The revision was delivered in the middle of construction, and the crew began installing the extra outlets right away. But no one told the estimator or project manager. By the time the project wrapped up, the cost of the extra outlets had never been captured. The contractor ate the cost. That mistake came down to communication. If the crew had flagged the change, the company could have issued a proper change order and been paid fairly for the work. Managing change orders is not just about money. It is also about relationships. Clients do not like surprises, and contractors do not like unpaid work. The best way to manage both is with honesty and transparency. If a change will increase the cost, say so immediately. If it will delay the schedule, be upfront about it. Most clients understand that changes cost money. What frustrates them is when costs are hidden or sprung on them at the last minute. Clear, timely communication builds trust, even when the news is not what they want to hear. Technology has made managing change orders easier. Many contractors now use software that tracks changes, generates change order forms, and stores approvals digitally. This speeds up the process and keeps everything organized. But technology is only a tool. The real work is still about people, recognizing changes, pricing them fairly, documenting them properly, and communicating them clearly. There is also a mindset to consider. Some contractors treat change orders as a nuisance, something that gets in the way of completing the job. Others see them as opportunities. A well-managed change order can add profit to a project while still serving the client's needs. The difference is in the approach. If you are sloppy, change orders create conflict. If you are disciplined, they create value. As we bring this conversation to a close, let me leave you with this. Change orders are part of construction. They are not going away. The question is not whether you will face them, but how you will handle them. If you recognize them quickly, document them thoroughly, price them accurately, and communicate them honestly, change orders can be managed without stress. They can even become an opportunity to strengthen your reputation as a fair and professional contractor. But if you ignore them, rush through them, or fail to document them, change orders will eat away at your profit and damage your relationships. The choice is yours. Managing change orders well is not just about protecting your bottom line. It is about demonstrating integrity, building trust, and ensuring that your company thrives for years to come. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. Managing change orders may never be glamorous, but it is one of the most important skills you can develop as an estimator or project manager. Remember this: every change tells a story, and it is your job to write that story clearly, fairly, and profitably.